From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new charges against UN peacekeepers. The United Nations is reporting new cases of alleged sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The UN says it has identified 7 possible new victims in the town of Bambari. Farhan Haq is a deputy spokesman for the Secretary General.
Due to the gravity of these allegations, and given the information collected through the initial fact-finding, the United Nations has decided to take immediate measures, including the repatriation of the 120 soldiers from the Republic of Congo who were deployed to Bambari from the 17th of September to the 14th of December 2015.
The mission says both countries' governments have been asked to launch their own investigations. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan told Congress Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Barack Obama is proposing. Army General John Campbell spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee.
At 5,500, I believe that they can do the CT mission, the counterterrorism mission, in a very limited train and advice.
The general said very little additional training of Afghan soldiers would be possible. An Israeli court has sentenced 2 young Israelis, one to life in prison and another to 21 years in prison, for the 2014 murder of a Palestinian teenager. A 3rd Israeli is awaiting verdict following psychological examination. 2 of the defendants were 16 at the time they committed the murder, while a 3rd was 18. All are from ultra-Orthodox families. The 3 defendants were found guilty in November of snatching 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Qader from an East Jerusalem street, driving him to a forest, and beating and burning him to death. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton face off Thursday in a Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire. According to Real Clear Politics, Sanders has a nearly 16-point lead over Clinton in the northeastern state just days ahead of its primary election. The Syrian civil war appears to have entered a new phase as forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad battle rebels near Aleppo. A rebel source says there were more than 100 government airstrikes Thursday on 4 villages near Aleppo. The government's offensive has been coordinated with round-the-clock Russian airstrikes. Pro-Assad forces say they control the Al-Castello Road into the city. The battlefield reversals by the rebels have opened the prospect of a prolonged government siege against rebels in Aleppo. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees. He made the pledge at an international donors conference in London. A U.N. committee says many African countries are not living up to their obligation under the 1990 Convention of the Rights of the Child. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child, which monitors implementation of the convention, has just completed its latest 3-week session in Geneva. The 18 independent experts have examined the records of 14 states, including 5 African countries, Benin, Kenya, Senegal, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. The committee found harmful practices such as female genital mutilation and child marriage are still being practiced in the countries. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The body of a missing Italian graduate student has been found on the outskirts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Italy's foreign ministry says Giulio Regeni's body was found Wednesday in a Cairo suburb along the road that leads to the city of Alexandria. He was covered with burns and other wounds, indicating he may have been tortured. A new survey revealed a sharp difference between Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. on how the next president of the United States should discuss Islamic extremism. The Pew Research Center found 65% of Republicans and those who lean Republican want President Barack Obama's successor to speak bluntly about Islamic extremism. 70%, though, of Democrats or those who lean Democratic think the next president should speak more carefully. Police in Cologne, Germany have arrested at least 2 Algerians suspected of having links to the Islamic State group. Those arrests came as the city of Cologne kicked off its annual carnival celebration. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes higher on Thursday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.